jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
With Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
My guest tonight is an actor you know from Igby Goes Down, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and Succession.
Gimme. Just explain it's out of respect and you can take the message.
Yeah, I got it. I mean,
okay, it's just this the guy, Tony Torex, are you kidding? Are you sure?
Don't swear at him.
Oh, really? It's not cool to tell the president to blow me? Hey, Mr. President, this. Sorry. Yeah, no, it's. Oh, crosstalk, you go. Yeah, no, this is actually. I'm his son, Roman. Yep, that one. Look, he can't talk right now, but how you doing? Yeah, I will certainly let him know that you are upset.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Kieran Culkin.
Jeez. Hello.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
I had a good time with you when you were here last September or something like that.
Something like that.
You and pretty much the whole cast came here to talk about the show, which, yeah, you know, I and so many different people...
have seen.
Yes. More than seen.
Okay.
Kind of obsessed with.
And, oh, wow.
And the show this year got 25 Emmy nominations.
I heard.
And a record-breaking...
You heard? I heard.
Somebody called you?
Yeah, I got an email.
A record 14 acting nominations, one, wow, of which is you. Congratulations, right,
Darren. 14, thank you. Yeah.
Were y'all...
Your producer backstage told me that was a record.
It is. That's
I
a record.
Just found
no
out.
No show's
that's
ever gotten
cool.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Is this your first nomination?
No, second. Look it up, man. Like, do your research before you have a guess.
At KieranCulkin.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should I just leave now? Did I?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. All
why
right.
Not?
Thanks for having me.
So, but do you guys have you been together since the nominations came out to celebrate?
No, we haven't done anything like that. I think that happened, and then we just started going to work. And we don't all work the same day. So
wait, are you shooting right now?
Yeah, I just came from set. I'm actually wearing costume.
I'm
dead serious.
You got the haircut.
The guy who mic'd me, he was like, where do I do the wire? It's like, oh, actually, there's holes in the pockets to pull the wire because this is costume. It didn't occur to me until last night that I have to wear clothes to the show.
Yes.
I had nothing to wear. I have, like, you know, I got two young kids, so all my clothes are just, like, oversized things with, like, avocado smeared on it. And so, like, I had nothing to wear, so I was, like, ran into the wardrobe truck and said, dress me. Mm-hmm. I'm on TV, and it looks like I know how to dress.
Is this a Roman look?
This is Roman, yeah.
Okay. Is there any danger of slipping into Roman while you're in the Roman costume? That's him. That's him.
I don't know.
That's him trying to express love.
Yeah.
People are particularly thrilled. The people really like the relationship between Roman and Jerry, who's played by the great actress J. Smith Cameron.
Jay, who threw a drink in my face two nights ago.
That's, I wanted, because here's the two of you for the people who need a slight reminder. There you are. There's an on again, off again. Will he, will she stop him thing going on between the two of you? And she tweeted this, I threw a drink in Kieran's face tonight.
Oh, great. Great,
why,
great.
And here's
thanks,
the proof.
She,
here's
she
the
posted
proof.
It, loser.
Here's
get a
the
life.
Proof of there's you post-drink. Why did she throw a drink in your face?
We just finished doing a table read for, like, the fourth episode, and she was, like, a little upset. She goes, you have a joke about my old age, and there's always so many jokes about how old I am. Which the show is pretty brutal about making fun of everybody, I think. Like,
sure.
Dad has, in the show, Dad has made comments about me, like, being a bendy, laughing like a hyena. Everyone gets insulted. My favorite insult was about Connor, where somebody says, oh, yeah, my brother Connor goes, oh, is he the one with the face?
Wow.
I don't know how Alan's supposed to take that one, but yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. No one is particularly nice to each other.
It's always like, the writers, are they just really unloading on us? And they just use, no, we didn't say that, but the character said it. We just wrote it for them to say. That's just what we think
about.
So
what did you say back to that?
So, like, you know, she was insecure about being old. And then later on, we're having a dinner, and Sarah Snooks is saying, she's like, you know, men's ears and noses never stop growing. So as they get older, they have longer ears. Are you sure that's just men? And Jay goes... She goes, why are you pointing at me? What? Why? Well, I was like, no. I'm just saying, like, you have long ears. I'm not sure if were they always that way, or were they... And still, I don't have the drink in my face. That's not... That's early on in the dinner. Later on, the restaurant's getting more and more full, so it gets harder for her to hear, so she just keeps having to ask, like, what's funny? Why are they laughing? What did he say? And I was like, you got all that ear, and you can't hear... on what. Still no drink in my face.
Wow.
Still no drink in my face. And then they get the check, and everybody's getting ready to go. She goes, what's happening? What are we doing? And I go, I take her hand, and I go, we're going now. We're all going home. It's 8:00. Thank you so much for staying up so late. We appreciate it. I deserve it.
You're lucky it was a drink.
Yeah.
Not a steak knife.
Yeah. I think that's round one.
You know, this relationship between the Roman and Jerry, can we expect more of it? Is there gonna be more of it this season?
Well, I don't know. We're both still in the show. So, I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
people want to see where this is going.
I actually don't know. When people ask, like, I don't want spoilers. Like, I don't know up until we get the next script. We just got an early draft of episode 4, so I haven't really... I don't know beyond that.
So have you shot 1 through 3?
I have not shot any of 1. We've had to jump ahead to 2 and 3, so...
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, but I know... Sorry, I've done some work with Jay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've done some work with Jay? I don't know.
Ooh!
People want anything.
They've done scene work. Mm.
Okay. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Kieran Culkin, everybody. Stick around.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, everybody, we're back here with Kieran Culkin from HBO's Succession.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Alexander Skarsgård, is he back? You know, he's the...
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to even say either.
You can say that?
Probably.
What? Probably?
I'll say that... They'll probably get mad at me if I even say that. I don't know. In script so far, I have not seen him. No, that's not true. Maybe I have.
So he's definitely back.
So he's maybe back, but he's also maybe not back. How about that?
You've been like Croatia.
We did Croatia. Croatia was beautiful.
Yeah. And can you tell me any place that you're going the special this year?
I specifically cannot.
You specifically cannot.
I asked today. I was like, oh, are we shooting in there? Like, don't say anything.
Okay.
Who cares? It's a location where we're shooting.
But... Exactly. But that you can't give away the location,
even though
I know where it is.
And even though you know,
I know, and you know because you told my producer before you asked. Whether you can tell anybody.
That's true. So are you gonna...
So I could say it right now. I could open my mouth and say it right now, and there's nothing you could do about it.
And they were so happy with me today when I asked permission. They were like, thank you so much for asking. No, don't tell them. Don't tell him. We love you for asking thank you, and then you're just going
to
ruin it.
I'm not going to, because I feel special having a secret.
You're going to sneeze it, aren't you? You're just
I'm not going to do nothing.
All right.
I'm just going to say to everybody in the world, wouldn't you like to know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys, are you guys having, like, any kind of Emmys party or anything like that out there?
No.
If there is, invite me, or I tell everybody where you're shooting. The deal? The deal?
There.
All right.
There's
that
one.
That goes for me and my whole show. Okay. Now, when we were here last fall, other people in the cast said, you're the biggest cursor. You're the best, biggest cursor cusser, you know, bomb dropper on the set. Not in character, you.
Yeah,
okay?
I guess.
Is that hard to turn off, or you're not turning anything on or off? Because you have kids, right?
I got kids, and then my daughter's just at an age now where she just repeats everything. So
what is she?
I try to, but I don't know how. I never had a filter since I was a kid. I had a tutor when I was 9 years old who I remember cursing in front of her. She goes, don't, it's just a word. Say whatever you want. Just say, and I just said all the words. She goes, that's great. So from the age of 9, I feel like I've been conditioned to just, meh. So I just let loose, and my daughter will repeat things sometimes. But the other day, actually, my wife doesn't know this yet, so this is kind of a fun way for her to find out. She had, like, a bad night's sleep, so I said, you sleep in, I'll take the kids and, you know, give them breakfast and stuff. Got my boy in the high chair and my daughter. I'm making them oatmeal. They're both, you know, going to have oatmeal. And as I'm making it, I just think of something I did at work that I could have done better, and I just went, and I hear my daughter go, Daddy, what is? And I sort of, like, keep making the opposite. Daddy? 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 Yeah, honey, what? I can hear you. What the is? Ignore it. Daddy, you want that peach, sweetheart? I got a peach for you. You said you wanted a peach. So go make that, because I felt like my options were, like, I felt like I had, like, two or three options there. It was, like, do what I just did.
Yes.
Ignore it, and then give her a peach, which is what I did. Then there was, like, my instinct, which was to just laugh my ass off. But then that encourages it. And then there's, like, the good parenting thing, which would be to, like, take a knee and explain to her that that is a bad word that Daddy said and that you shouldn't do it. But I know my daughter, and if I did that, she was, like, she would just have one in the chamber at all times going, I can drop a at any point and ruin your day.
So when she's older, she's going to associate that word with getting a treat.
Yes. I'm learning a lot today. Yeah.
Father of the year. We have to take a little bit of a break here, but when we come back, I will ask Kieran about a particular acting skill he has that pisses off Brian Cox. Stick around.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here with Kieran Culkin. There you go. Okie dokie. So you've been acting since you were six, as you were saying, and you say you had a pretty good experience as a child actor. Not everybody does, but you said you had a pretty good time.
I did, although I just realized my first acting experience was like a commercial I did. I was six, so I don't really know what it was, but it was something about like learning disabilities, and they had to. The idea was I was standing in front of a chalkboard, and they like. Kids were yelling at me, calling me an idiot or stupid or something like that. But I remember, like, that's how I started acting, was I was doing that, and the director was yelling things at me, like, idiot, stupid, moron, like, to try to, like, get me into it, I guess, or something. So it explains me a bit, I think, and my cursing.
Are there any things you learned, any sort of tricks you picked up as a young actor that still are useful now?
I'm really glad I did it as a kid. There's almost, when it comes to the acting part of it, like, there's almost nothing I've taken from, like, childhood into what I do now. But there's, like, I learn lines incredibly fast now because I've just been doing it since I was six.
Yeah.
So that's, like, it's almost like a fun party trick. It pissed off Brian Cox one day.
Who plays Logan Roy.
Yeah, because he's he's been acting for a very long time, but he has a process, and it takes him a very long time, I guess, to learn lines. And we showed up on set one day, and we got to rehearse, and I was like, we're doing this scene? I don't know it. I didn't know we were shooting this scene today. So, like, I looked it over, and we did, like, a quick rehearsal as I, like, read the script, and then I had to go get dressed, getting ready, and Brian wanted to run the lines. I was like, I haven't looked at it. So I did it on the page, and we were halfway through, and we got called to set, and I dropped it, and he goes, do you know it? I said, I don't know, we'll see. And we shot it, and I just knew it. It just came out. I just did it. And then he goes, when did you learn that? Just now? Went, yeah, just now. He went, damn it! He's so mad. I was up all night learning it.
Well, good luck at the Emmys.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
And I'll see you at the party.
Oh, damn it.
Succession is available on HBO Max. Karen Culkin, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.